Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. Last week, I talked a little bit about pain and some of the causes of it and foods to eat for pain. Today, I would like to talk about some of the herbal remedies that might help us with pain. If you have chronic pain, chances are you reach for some type of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug like aspirin or ibuprofen. And these might have side effects, including ulcerations, high blood pressure. So again, we want to try to get to the cause of pain and correct that and correct any structural problems. But what are some of the things that can help us to relieve pain? Cayenne pepper actually stimulates endorphin production. Endorphins are also known as inner opiates. And not only can we eat more cayenne pepper, but you can find remedies that contain capsaicin, which is an active ingredient in cayenne that blocks the transmission of something called substance P, which transports pain messages to the brain. So if you go to a health food store, or these days even a pharmacy, you'll find products that contain capsaicin from cayenne. Cloves contain a component called eugenol, which is naturally anesthetic. If you've been to the dentist and had to get a shot of Novocaine, you may have noticed that they often spray a clove-scented liquid on your gums before giving you a Novocaine shot. And that's because cloves are in there. Cloves are analgesic and anesthetic. One of the most powerful herbs for pain is an herb called corydalis. It is in the same family as poppy, the Papaveraceae family. Corydalis helps to relieve pain from traumatic injury. It contains an alkaloid called tetrahydropalmitine that appears to block dopamine receptors in the nervous system. Consider corydalis for backache and painful periods and headache and rheumatism. Green tea contains an antioxidant known as polyphenols, which cools inflammation. That could be another ally. And I'm seeing a lot of clients that suffer from pain finding that an herb called butterbur, also known as pedicites, can help to relieve migraine headaches. Ginger is anti-inflammatory and good for headaches and arthritis pain. There's even an herb called cramp bark, which is a uterine sedative, which is especially good for pain related to menstrual difficulties. And of course, state of Colorado, we have legalized cannabis, which might be another thing to look into. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.